essentially fold here.
Next up, the chamber will vote on amendments to the bill, and then it will go to final passage. Also on the Hill today, a confirmation hearing where Dr. Mehmet Oz dodged questions from senators on cuts to Medicaid.
The record show that I asked a witness who said he cherishes this program, will you agree to oppose cuts? And he would not answer a yes or no question.
Oz is President Trump's nominee to lead the agency responsible for overseeing millions of Americans' health insurance. President Trump delivered remarks at the Justice Department today.
We're restoring law, restoring order, and restoring public safety in America. That's what we want to do. And we're bringing honor and integrity and accountability back to the highest levels of the FBI, DOJ, and throughout our government.
He criticized the past administration and his past criminal investigations by the DOJ. A couple hundred people held a rally earlier outside the Department of Education headquarters.
They're protesting the layoffs of some 1,300 people, the firing of probationary employees, and the proposed elimination of the entire department. It's all part of an effort by President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, or the DOGE, to cut federal spending. The president has long said he wanted to eliminate the Department of Education and send funding directly to the states to oversee. The DOGE plans to eliminate about half of the education department's workforce. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Some potentially dangerous weather is moving through much of the Mississippi River Valley, heading toward the eastern half of the U.S.
It's not just damaging winds, but there's an elevated risk for strong tornadoes today. EF2 to EF5 tornadoes, all possible because of all of these elements coming together to produce this threat for severe storms.
That's meteorologist Grant Gilmore, who says as many as 155 million Americans could be impacted. Well, it was a much better day on Wall Street today to end a pretty horrendous trading week. The Dow closed up 675 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tesla has become a target because of Elon Musk's role in the new administration.
3 cases of Teslas vandalized in Seattle in just 1 week, adding to the growing list of attacks across the country. Vandals spray-painted Nazi symbols on the side of one victim. Cybertruck. In a separate incident, a witness watched a man pour gasoline on the hood of a white Tesla and light it on fire. And 4 Teslas caught fire in a storage lot. Luke Ducey for CBS News, Seattle.
Today is March 14th, or Pi Day, which celebrates the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. The number, if you remember from math class,
3.14159, this is Pi.
It goes on forever and ever. And because prices have been sky high forever, it's a good day to celebrate Pi Day with some actual pie. Pizza pie. A bunch of chains like Papa John's, Marco's, and Cece's are doing deals where you buy one pizza, get a second for only $3.14. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming windy tonight with showers and thunderstorms. A high wind warning tomorrow morning for gusts above 50 miles an hour. A wind advisory tomorrow afternoon for gusts above 30. A mix of sun and clouds. Temps falling through the 50s. Currently 57 degrees.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
It's WRJN. Hey, welcome to the weekend. It is just after 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow. Yeah, when we're after 6 o'clock on Friday, the weekend is finally here. Got your Lent fish fry going on. Got a full lineup of sports this weekend. And, of course, our timeless hits. Bad Moon Rising. It's WRJN with CCR.
Bad moon on the
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
For 98 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news. Now we bring you Timeless Hits 2 and Brewer Baseball back on the air this weekend. Saturday and Sunday starting at 3 o'clock. On Saturday, it'll be preceded by a high school basketball. Big playoff game between Waterford and Park on Saturday.
meet on in time to see me again. Oh, what can I do? 'Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't use it's too much to lose. My love's too strong. Oh, I'll wait to see what come back to me. Let a time go wrong. That is bad. I bet I feel so sad. It's my mistime. I bet I found peace of mind. Oh, oh. What can I do? 'Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose. I still must lose.
The band is Los Bravos on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits. Hi, I'm Chris Morrow. Here we are, the weekend. Well, a weekend of timeless hits, that always sounds good. Let's add a little more into it with high school playoff action. Who's going to state? Is it Waterford or Park? We'll have that game tomorrow afternoon for you at 12:30 with a tip-off at 1 o'clock. Dick Graceffa has it. The time may vary a little bit because these playoff games, they kind of set them apart by 15 minutes each, so it could be a 12:40 pregame. It could be a 1:10 start, but be listening. Terry Havel's on right before that. He'll keep the music going until the ball game starts. Then tomorrow at 3 o'clock following high school basketball, Milwaukee Brewers baseball. We've got the perfect weekend soundtrack for you. Timeless hits, high school basketball, Brewer baseball. It's all here on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Baird is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
I hear something saying,
Sam Cooke is working on the Chain Gang from WRJN. Racine's home for local news. And now timeless hits, too. High school basketball tomorrow. It's a game that wasn't scheduled for us originally. 12:30 is the pregame, 1 o'clock the tip-off as Racine Park takes on Waterford. The results send the winner to state. So we'll have that exciting game for you tomorrow. And then right after, Brewer Baseball here on WRJN. Great stuff for the weekend.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
I still think of Tom Jones as the original Lounge Lizard. I don't know why. I think it was the shirt unbuttoned to his navel and the manly, hairy chest always exposed with the gold chains. She's a lady, Tom Jones on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits with Gary Lewis. And everybody loves the clown.
Oh,
Grassroots for one of the most underappreciated bands of the late 60s, early 70s. I love that song. Sooner or Later on WRJN. Racine's home for local news for 98 years. Now Timeless Hits 2. And it's time for your Friday evening slow dance. The Righteous Brothers.
My
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
little respect goes a long way. Aretha Franklin on WRJN. You're home for local news and timeless hits. Chris Morrow, glad you're along, getting into the weekend. Well, you talk about respect. You know, one of the most respected online news sources is the Racine County Eye. They have done a great job growing their brand and the coverage of Racine County. So WRJN has teamed up with the Racine County Eye to provide you with Racine County's most extensive local news coverage. With our newsroom here at Civic Media and WRJN and their newsroom and their experience, we've got every corner of the county covered. So when you hear the headlines on WRJN, you know you can follow up with more detailed reports to read at your leisure online at www.racinecountyeye.com. It's a great partnership with local news on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
You know, I've been working on the radio on and off, actually almost continuously for 51 years. And I've probably played that song hundreds of times, Let It Be by the Beatles. Never get tired of it. That's one of those songs that I could play forever and probably will for another 5 or 10 years during my career. Great classic. WRJN local news, timeless hits. You know, they're all pretty timeless when you think about it. The association now, it's Along Comes Mary, WRJN. Timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, CBS News 2 coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll get a quick update there. And then we'll come back with more of Racine's Timeless Hits with Creedence, Clearwater Revival, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Al Wilson, all after 7 on WRJN.
It's a beautiful sunshine caresses each new waking hour.
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn, and we begin on Capitol Hill.
Ms. Klobuchar, Mr. Lankford. Mr. Lee.
10 Democrats have joined Republicans on a key procedural vote to advance a funding bill to keep the government open for another 6 months. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This funding bill is now likely to pass later on tonight, averting a government shutdown. But Democrats are still trying to figure out where they go from here, given that they had to essentially fold here.
Next up, the chamber will vote on amendments to the bill, and then it will go to final passage. Also on the Hill today, a confirmation hearing where Dr. Mehmet Oz dodged questions from senators on cuts to Medicaid.
Let the record show that I asked a witness who said he cherishes this program, will you agree to oppose cuts? And he would not answer a yes or no question.
Oz is President Trump's nominee to lead the agency responsible for overseeing millions of Americans' health insurance. President Trump delivered remarks at the Justice Department today.
We're restoring law, restoring order, and restoring public safety in America. That's what we want to do. And we're bringing honor and integrity and accountability back to the highest levels of the FBI, DOJ, and throughout our government.
He criticized the past administration and his past criminal investigations by the DOJ. A couple